This office is brought to you by Triumph of the Heart, the new film that will bring the inspiring story of St. Maximilian Kolbe to the world on September 12th. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Anglorum iam apostolus, nunc angelorum socius, ut tunc Gregori gentibus. Sucure iam credensibus, tu largas opum copias omnemque mundi gloria, spernis ut in obsinopem Iesum sequaris principem. Videtur gens naufragus, dum stipem petit angelus, tum unus iam pos geminu, prepeset vas argenteum, ex hoc te Christus tempore suae prefert ecclesiae, sic Petri gratum precipis, cuius et normam sequiri, o Pontifex Egregie, lux et decus ecclesiae, non sinas in periculis, quos tot mandatis instruis, sit Patri laus ingenito, sit decus unigenito, sit utriusque parili, maiestas summa flamini. Amen. O God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God? I cry aloud to God that he may hear me. In the day of my distress I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God and I groaned. I pondered and my spirit fainted. You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled, I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago and remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart. I pondered and my spirit questioned. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro. Your thunder rolled around the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints. You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O God, all your ways are holy. What God can compare with our God? My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us. My heart exults in the Lord, my horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord. There is no rock like our God. Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogance issue from your mouths. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry batten on spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languishes. The Lord puts to death and gives life. He casts down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles, he also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust. From the ash heap he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the footsteps of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall perish in the darkness. For not by strength does man prevail. The Lord's foes shall be shattered. The Most High in heaven thunders. The Lord judges the ends of the earth. Now may he give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My heart leaps up with joy to the Lord, for he humbles only to exalt us. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice, all people see his glory. Let those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship him. Zion hears and is glad, the people of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil. He guards the souls of his saints. He sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice.
Simply I learned about wisdom, and ungrudgingly do I share. Her riches I do not hide away, for to men she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them. Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
With joyful praise, let the church tell forth
the wisdom of the saints.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Let the peoples proclaim the wisdom of the saints.
Pastor eximius, pastoralis vitae specimen tradidit et regulam. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui. Sic ut locutus est per os sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt prophetarum meus. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et demonu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Iusurandum coduravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis,
ut sine timore de manu inimi corum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris. Et tu puer profet altissimi vocaberis, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius, ad andam scientiam salutis plebieus, in remissionem peccatorum meorum, per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam paci. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pastor eximius, pastoralis vitae specimen, tradidit et regulam.
Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds. Let your mercy always reach us through them.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls. Direct us always through our leaders.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits. Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us.
Nourish your people, Lord.
You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints. Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who care for your people with gentleness and rule them in love, through the intercession of Pope Saint Gregory, endow, we pray, with the spirit of wisdom those to whom you have given authority to govern, that the flourishing of a holy flock may become the eternal joy of the shepherds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Thank you for praying with us. Triumph of the Heart begins the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe where that story typically ends, that day in Auschwitz where the saint took the place of a condemned man. Its artistic excellence and inspirational power raises the bar for Catholic films. Don't miss this opportunity to be deeply moved by the light of Christ shining in the darkest place on earth. Triumph of the Heart comes to theaters the weekend of September 12th to 14th. Look for it in a theater near you. For more information, visit kolbemovie.com. That's KOLBE, kolbemovie.com. God bless.